Thank you so much. I don't think there is any other request for the floor before I'm not sure that we can answer all your questions. There is a lot of issues was raised and very interesting, but I will try with my colleagues to really to respond to some of or to engage with you in some ideas that can be in help of really yeah. First, allow me to thank all who are did a kind of pledge today to contribute to the special fund. And the other things also I want to hear on behalf of my committee as chair of the subcommittee and the chair of the chairs also meeting for the 36th meeting and the informal meeting held in, last year with the support of the Switzerland government. I'm really here want to say thanks to the Switzerland and for the continuous support for allowing the chairs to engage together and to have that opportunity and the platform to discuss how we can move forward on issues related to the harmonizations, the predictability, all the coordination, and to have more synergy between the treaty body system. Great thanks to you and to your really respective county and government. Related to the question from Costa Rica, our friend Christian, it's very difficult to question because people on the move, we know that right now it's an issue that really will it's a great concern for the world. It's not only for the treaty body system and specifically for the MPM. But I do not think, and colleagues here, they can support me if it's, even we have this general comment number one, I do not think it's fall under our mandate. But of course, it's a concern for the SPT. And I think especially the Americas, the Latin America region, will take this on as priority on their agenda to discuss how we can maybe with other regional and really monitoring body or mechanism that working on migration issues, working on the people of the other INGO and to collaborate and to watch from even from not from so close but to do this because it's we know that torture could happen for people and this is an issue that we need to see how to address it. We need to be innovative, but our mandate is very clear what we can do, what we cannot do. Regarding the other really issues are raised on issues related to when Chile speak about the, how MPMs in the region cooperate. This is the good practices that we encourage. And thank you for you bring this to the discussion that how state also you are really watching or cooperating on the, and you see that it's an interest, high interest to allow national preventive mechanism in the region to cooperate and to learn from each other. Regarding the special fund and the example that I think that Kazakhstan marks this point and that really the special fund give an opportunity for state, civil society, for MPMs especially, that to really build their capacity to follow, to implement our recommendations and to really continue putting this, putting the momentum of working on torture prevention alive. And this, for this reason, all the pledges are really, we heard today for the contribution of the fund are very welcome and we are very thankful for that. And what else I will give maybe the floor to other colleagues maybe if they want to add something related to what is raised from different respective representative of state parties today. Anyone from colleagues in the room want to say anything? And in the same time, if there is any question, Switzerland requests to keep a question to the last to the you know if you have the floor to address your question to the committee.